from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back, Nation. It is time now for the Rangers Player Show. Pregame coming up at 6:30 after last night's exciting 4-3 win in extras. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As joining us now, Rangers catcher Carson Kelly here on your home of the champs. And a good afternoon, sir.
Thanks. Not yet, but I do have Mr. Broadus in the building.
Mr. Broadus is in the building.
What about that, boys? Yeah.
How was practice?
I'll tell you what, we just got done, and man, they continue to throw a lot of things at these players, but some really good competitive periods today, so I'm really looking forward to diving into some things on Krusty's Corner here after we have our players guests eventually.
Yes, sir. Right on. Did you get a chance to watch any of the game last night?
I did not. I did not. Matter of fact, I was doing some work. I got invited to do something that I can't talk about.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, it was in the complex here, but I can't talk about it right now. But it helped me better.
Is there already an NDA?
I don't know what's going on. I just was told I don't need to talk about what I was doing, so okay, I can't talk about it. So I didn't get a chance to see the game, but it was something that helps me have a little bit better understanding of what's going on here. How about that?
Well, very exciting. Very exciting baseball.
Sorry about that. Yeah, good game, though. Yeah,
I mean,
good game.
You get the home run in the eighth there from Seager.
Saw that.
And then, you know, the game winner from
Highlights. Josh Smith. I saw the highlights. I saw the highlights of Seager, and then I saw the emotional with Josh, you know, after
amazing.
He launched that thing.
Really,
that's
was.
Funny. If Seager was coming up to bat on the television in your hotel room, I figured you'd just walk right out of the room.
I got to listen on
I tried. That's why I did some. I was doing something else because I was, I'm not very good at, like, watching these clutch moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Trayvon Diggs out there today?
He was. He practiced a little bit. They went down into their 7-on-7 period was at the goal line. So he got a little goal line work today. And so it's like about 3 or 4 reps, and then he steps on out. And so he's just trying to get acclimated. He's not wearing a brace or anything. He's just like most of these guys have got, like, the, you know, the tights. He's got one cut leg short, one cut leg long. Not a cut, but long leg. And so, yeah, but no brace and moving around okay. But they're trying to acclimate him a little bit more each day. Mike was talking about it on the podium before we went out onto the field. But it's good to see him out there moving around.
I mean, we were talking about in the opening segment how key this is. You know, can he get back to the player that he was at the start of last year? Is that too early to expect? Because if he does, you're going to feel great about your defensive backs, and maybe we're just like an answer at defensive tackle away from being amazing.
Yeah, the thing that you get to worry about is that everybody that's come through after these knee injuries have kind of struggled a little bit coming back. And it's been a little bit of a par for the course. Even, you know, guys, I know that John Stevens, you know, coming back, John Stevens is doing well. But John Stevens, the tight end, is not doing as well as John Stevens was last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here at this time. So him having to come back from the knee, we'll see with the situation with Diggs. You got to be hopeful of that, you know, that he can come back. But they do have some guys that they're using in his place, and a lot of guys are getting good work. And I would consider that, you know, if you start to talk about the strengths of this defense, the secondary would be part of that.
Right on. Well, I mean, if he can just be good enough, there's potential to even get the strongest of Cowboy cynics off their seats here for this Cowboys defense.
Yeah, they just, you know, we've all seen this, whether it's Pollard or whoever's come back, Steele, these guys that have come back from this knee injury, it's like 4, 5, 6 games in, and then all of a sudden, boy, here we go. You know, now the guy's starting to play a little bit better level.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, that he kind of bucks the trend. But we've seen this happen lately that these guys coming back, as soon as we see them come back on the field, we're like, okay, here we go, high-level Pro Bowl player. And next thing you know, it's, you know, we're 5 weeks in, it's like he doesn't look as good.
I think it's something to look into. If the Cowboys are behind the curve on that in any way, it'd be interesting to find out. As new catcher Carson Kelly joins you here on your home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, it's great to have you. You've been in the bigs for a while, obviously. Is it still super exciting to be on the winning side of one like last night?
Always. Anytime you get a win, it's the best feeling in the world, and especially a walk-off, even a homer for a walk-off, that's even better.
So we're waiting for the spark to sort of turn this thing around. Obviously, a lot of expectations being defending champs. You've only been here a couple of weeks now, maybe even less. What is your take on what this team's capable of, Carson?
It's a good team, you know, playing them up from the other side. You can just see the talent, and, you know, they can strike at any moment. And, you know, it's a good team. And I think, you know, after a win like last night, you know, we're going to continue to roll with the vibes here and, you know, go win some ball games.
How was that trade deadline process like for you? I always wonder from a player's perspective, knowing maybe your name's being thrown around there, how hard it is to remain focused when, hey, I might not be here in a day or two.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something, you know, we have to deal with as players. But, we do our best to just, you know, kind of block out all that and go out and perform. You know, we still got baseball to play, and you have that countdown, you know, like 3-4 days before. And but the biggest thing is just try to stay in the moment and stay with, you know, stay with your work and go out and win ball games. So it's been a crazy, you know, week for me. I think it's only been a week now. You know, it's been great. You know, the guys here have been awesome, and you know, I've really enjoyed my time here so far.
Yeah, I was wondering. I know you got your guy Chafe in there with you. Do you have any other bros on the team that could welcome you in pretty seamlessly?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, playing these guys around the league, and you get to know guys kind of from afar. But you know, being a catcher, you get to see the guys come up to the plate every, you know, a couple times a night. So that little interaction makes it a little, you know, easier to come into a clubhouse.
What type of interactions go down at the plate there? We trash talking a little bit. You introduce yourself to these guys. If you don't know them, you ever get starstruck? It's like, oh my God, this is Ohtani in the box right now, and I'm trying to frame this pitch up. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just small talk. Small talk, and, you know, sometimes you got to take a little leap and talk to some guys, and sometimes they'll shut you down, and sometimes they'll interact with you. But, yeah, those little interactions are pretty fun.
Hey, Carson, would you we're starting to hear things about maybe the robot umps or that type of – maybe that baseball's thinking about going that way. If they go to robot umps, would that be something that you would miss, having somebody stand behind you that way, or somebody you kind of talk to, or you look out for him and he looks out for you, kind of a thing?
Yeah, you know, I've always really liked the interactions with the umpires and getting to, you know, feel for their zone and asking questions and, you know, always letting them know when they got it wrong. But, you know, that's something that, you know, we have to continue to evolve. And if that's the way that it's going to go, then, I mean, you'll still have those conversations. But, you know, we have to evolve as players. And if the game is going to go that way, then, you know, we've got to make the adjustment.
What if they put an actual robot behind you, like some of these robots they're building, like MIT?
It might get a elbow to the back. You never know what might happen. You know, mess up the zone a little bit. You know, we'll see if we can maybe skew it, get a few inches off, and but you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. So you grew up in Beaverton, Oregon, which is interesting to me because I grew up in Vancouver, Washington. But what I think is even more interesting is it says you spent time in Toronto where you started playing hockey. How was the transition into that Canadian sport?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. So growing up in Beaverton, Oregon, I actually played roller hockey.
Okay.
You know, my parents wanted me to play as many sports as I can. I loved hockey. So moving up to Toronto, I was like, I got to play ice hockey, right?
Yeah.
So my parents enrolled me in like the I don't know, what did you call it, but probably the lowest level you can possibly imagine in ice hockey, where people are falling all over the place. So I was in that league, and, you know, I had a blast. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I played youth baseball up there and hockey and just, you know, got to meet a lot of really cool people. And I actually still talk to some of them every once in a while. You know, they check in during the course of the season. And it was a great experience for me. You know, I loved being in Toronto, and, you know, that's something I'll always cherish.
Hey, Carson, being from Beaverton, did you ever have a summer job at Nike? Did you ever work at in the factory, the plant, loading boxes up? Did you ever have one of those?
No, I never had one of those. So my dad worked for Nike, and that's why we grew up in Beaverton. So I was very fortunate, and you know, we got to go to the Nike employee store pretty much every day, it felt like. But you know, I loved being up there. I mean, I've talked to a lot of actually, it's funny because a lot of the people that I went to high school with now work at Nike.
Right. Right.
You know, I was fortunate. We were there, I think, in 1999 is my dad's first year there. So I got to go through like all the Nike Tykes, which is like the daycare, and see Nike kind of build up from then. So it was really cool and really special.
Isn't there a Budweiser plant up there too? Is there a distributorship up there?
There might be.
Okay, well, the only reason I say that is I had an old teammate from LSU when I was playing football, Ray Brock. The Brock brothers were all Beaverton, Oregon guys. And I thought one of them worked at, his wife worked at Nike and the other one was working for Budweiser. So I thought all you guys did was beer and shoes when I was thinking about Beaverton, Oregon.
Yeah, we would go work out and then drink after that.
There you go. I know you got damn good Christmas trees. I know you guys got good Christmas trees out of that.
Really good. It's like a full on thing. You know,
when we go
get our Christmas tree. It's like an event.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people. You go cut it down yourself. You got couple hour process.
Absolutely. Yeah,
It's not like, you know, just give me one of those. It's literally, now what do you think of this? No, I don't like that. It's too floppy. And then you go to the next one and the next one. And yeah, you're there for a good hour and a half, 2 hours trying to figure it out.
That's going to be hard for you then from being from that era. Again, here I'm talking about Christmas trees, but you know, that's going to be hard when you see one and you're like, man, I'm not doing this. I'm not buying this. No, I could walk in the snow and get my own, and it's going to be beautiful. I'm not buying this one. There you go.
No,
I knew it.
100%. My wife is actually the one who makes the decision. So she's very particular about what she's looking for lights, ornaments. You know, it's the whole thing.
Is she down here with you? What do you guys think of Texas so far?
Oh, it's been great. She came out with our son, and you know, it's been a great experience so far. And you know, it's a whirlwind when you get, you know, traded and you got to move all your stuff but she's a rock star. She's been doing a tremendous job and helping me out. And, you know, but we've really enjoyed our time here so far. You know, I'm really excited about what we got going on down the stretch, and, you know, let's go win tonight and take it day by day.
Heck yeah. Day by day. Let's get our first victory of the day. Is going to be right now. I got a little quiz for you. This is some sound. It's only 3 seconds of sound. Can you guess the teammate that is being analyzed here? One of your teammates has been described in a particular type of way. I know you've only been in there for a week now. Give us your best guess.
You put me on the spot.
Here's 3 seconds
of
sound.
You can do it.
Guess that teammate.
Man.
Here is your hint.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. You guys got me stumped on that one. I think I need a few more days for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just start peeking around in there and you let us know. I mean, I'll tell you, your guy Kisner has gotten a lot of love. I'm going to tell you that's not the right answer. But you look at Kisner, look at his build, and then come back to us next time we get you on here, Carson, and we'll figure out if you nailed it.
All right, I'll do some research.
Thank you, sir. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Carson Kelly, new Rangers catcher here on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. Pretty cool story there.
Yeah, real cool story. Hey, we're going to give him some wings for being on with us. We're going to give him some Plucker's wings. We got 8 of those in the DFW location, and Plucker's going to give him a $100 gift certificate. So hopefully while his wife's unpacking boxes, he can treat her to some wings. How about that?
Yes, sir. The Rangers Player Show also brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation. If you didn't hear, Krusty's Corner has moved to the 340 segment daily, so that's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I got a good practice to talk about with you guys, and we'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.